everyone. It's that literary lady again, and you have entered the 12 days of Christmas. Today is day 10, and today we have a very special guest, T.C. Royal. T.C. is a person that does it all in the literary industry, and she is the owner, creator, and president of Ross Sisters Literary Group. T, thank you for joining us today. How are you?
Hey, Yolanda. Thanks so much for having me. I'm doing good. What about you?
I'm doing good. I'm so happy that you decided to join us.
Oh, thank you.
I think a lot of people would like to know a little bit more about T.C. Royal and Ross Sisters. Can you tell us?
Yes, I am T.C. Royal. Actually, my name is Martina, but I go by T.C. Royal in the literary arena. And I started Ross Sisters 11 years ago, September 2000. And we were started basically to provide an outlet for African-American authors who may not have gotten exposure in major magazines, newspapers, and things like that. And we provide book review services, online chats, interviews, and things of that nature for authors. Me personally, I am married. I have two children, a boy and a girl, 3 and 9. And Ross Sisters is what I call my first child. So I started that before I even had kids, and now I have two. That's pretty much it.
Okay, well, I'll tell the audience that Ross Sisters has helped the literary industry 4 years, as T just stated, and what she did mention was that in the past she has had annual conferences where she has got best-selling authors, first-time authors, and all types of authors together in one venue and held a weekend conference, and they've all been great. And if you've missed any of those, you've missed out on a lot.
Oh, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, and thank you for all that you do. I do sometimes get frustrated because a lot of us give to the community and help out authors, including T, especially T, and it's really surprising that you don't see her getting as much thanks back for what she does. She does it because she loves to help people, and she does it from her heart, and sometimes people are out for what they can get, and they're not interested in giving back to the community, but T does do that. And T, in addition to Ross Sisters, how else do you give back to the literary community?
Ross Sisters is the biggest thing that I do. I've also done editorial work with various publishers, literary agent, and I do web design for authors, publishers, anyone interested pretty much. But the biggest thing is Ross Sisters and our book review service, because at the time we started it, not many people were doing it, if any, and come January we celebrate our 11 years doing book reviews. So that is what we're most known for and what I always bring up in interviews and things like that.
Can you tell us about the various chapters of your Ross Sisters? Because I know if anyone goes to the RossSisters.com website, which is, by the way, RawsSistaz.com, you will see that Ross Sisters pushes out those reviews. They do reviews like crazy. So, T, can you tell us about your different chapters?
Yes, we are an online group. We started the first Ross Sisters group online, and after a while we got interest from people in various cities to start chapters. So we have 8 or 9, I should know that number, but I don't. We have 8 or 9 local chapters, and I'm the president of the one in Atlanta, and we have them in New York, Ohio, Greensboro, North Carolina, Chicago, and I'm not going to keep naming because I'm going to forget some. But basically the local chapters were started because some of the women in the online group wanted to get together. So it was pretty much our face-to-face meetings and starting them locally. And we do have those chapters meet up at one point during the year, which was the Raw Affair, which is now the Raw Treat, the literary event that we do for all of our members to get together and bring in authors and publishers and people interested in our conference, as Yolanda mentioned earlier.
And I do want to say, again, if you missed any of those Raw Affairs, you missed some great fun with members and with authors, and I have to toot my own horn and give T a shout-out because we just had one back, was it, when did we have that?
October, the first weekend of October, my birthday.
And, Exactly. And we were in Atlanta, and we had a ball, and that's where I released my book, and that's where author Tina Brooks McKinney was as well, and she's releasing, or she just released her new book as well. So she does give a lot of opportunity, like I said, to first-time authors, to new authors, current authors, and best-selling authors. So she does a lot. Now, T, what do you have planned, if you can say, I'll put my Wendy Williams voice on, how you doing, what you doing in 2012?
Well, you know, the hardest thing with me is saying what I'm going to do because I'm a perfectionist. And I have three major projects lined up that should launch between January and March. However, since I'm a perfectionist, I can never just push it out. So I'm praying that I can let some of this go. But two of them are very heavily oriented in the literary world. And one I know is a service that is not out there yet. And I'm really excited about launching them, but then a little hesitant because I am a perfectionist and I can't just let things go. So I would just say keep it locked to the Ross Sisters Facebook page and to our website because I will announce those different projects and endeavors on those two spots. But hopefully the one thing that I can announce is that since we celebrate our 11-year anniversary of the review team in January, we are trying to launch a new website design. So, again, being a perfectionist, it's a little hard to do that. Plus, I'm doing other people's websites at the moment. But those are just a little peek inside what I have going on. There are a bunch of projects that I've been sitting on for 5-6 years, and I'm just ready to put them out there and stop trying to be such a perfectionist. But it's very, very hard, especially considering my background is project management. I just want it to be perfect, and unfortunately it's never perfect. So,
right, and then, you know, if it's not perfect and you roll it out, I know it'll be the best, and it'll only get better because you have to go by trial and error, especially if it's not out there yet. So people have to become familiar with it. So keep that in mind because we want to see what you have to put out there because you have made some trends in the literary industry.
Oh,
now,
thank you.
I love the Ross Sisters site, so I don't understand what changes you have. I'm just excited. I know that they will be great, but the site as it is now is awesome. So I'm looking forward to that in 2012. Is there anything else you would like our audience to know, T?
The major thing I want to talk more about is my web design business. Many people in Ross Sisters know that I've been doing web design since almost back when I started Ross Sisters. However, the last year I've gotten more focused into it because while I love the literary world and what I do, after doing so much and so many events, and as you mentioned earlier, the whole people not really wanting to give back, I started to think, okay, well, what can I do for myself and my family? And I love website design. I love tinkering with the pages and the graphics and all that stuff. So I really focused this year on trying to get that set up in a way that would allow me to offer different services to authors, publishers, or whoever. I just finished a major project for the local PTA, the county PTA here, so that was really exciting. So that's the one thing that I want people to check out in 2012. My website is simplyelegantwebs.com. And it is not live because I've been busy doing everyone else's stuff. But hopefully that's one of the other things that the website itself with, you know, my portfolio and things will be up in, you know, January, February time frame. So I'm hoping to provide pretty low-cost sites as I have for the last 9-10 years to authors and other literary people who don't have a website.
Right. Right, and it's surprising in this day and age that people don't, but they do exist.
I know. Or they use Facebook as their main site or some free GeoCities or something,
right,
or Blogspot. And it's just people just need to understand the benefit of having their own space and leading people back to that space versus other outlets. And that's kind of some of the stuff that I want to do with the web design business and training and things of that nature that sometimes we just don't get. We just throw something up, and I don't want our authors to continue to do that because it reflects not only on them but their books.
Exactly.
Which is the bottom line, you know, their financial stability or instability.
website. You go to a bad website, they're not going to even take time to look and see what
exactly. And I'm definitely not purchasing anything from your bad website because I don't know if it's secure. So it's things like that, you know, I want to help educate the literary world on that, you know, there are people who may be doing that, but not at the level that I want to do it.
Right. Well, GT, sounds like you're busy. Of course, we know you're busy because I know T will be on working at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. You guys thought I was a workaholic. T is really a workaholic. But it's all worth it, and she does a great job. T, thank you for being with us today, and we appreciate you. A lot of us who don't say it in the literary community do appreciate what you've done over the last few years and what you'll continue to do, and we just appreciate you as a person. Before we go, can you tell us again how we can reach you, should we need to reach you?
Sure. You can always reach me at t@rawsisters.com. And that's rawsistaz.com. You can find me on Facebook as well under just TC Royal, and Raw Sisters is our tag name on both Twitter and Facebook. And hopefully you'll be able to reach me soon at tcroyal.com, which right now points to Raw Sisters. But I'm hoping to link all of my businesses and websites and projects straight from tcroyal.com.
Cool. And what was the web address to your website address, your website business?
Oh, it's simplyelegantwebs.com.
There you heard it, ladies and gentlemen. Help keep T employed in 2012. She does excellent workshops, websites. And one thing about T I can say is that she's very patient because I am not a patient person at times, and T will call me and say, calm down, let's walk through this. So she's a very patient person. So let's give her all the business we can because she will make you look good. So, T, thank you for joining us, and I appreciate it.
Yolanda, thank you so much for having me and for your support. I definitely appreciate it.
You're welcome, and happy holidays to you, your husband, and the kids.
Thank you. Right back at you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.